This is Allie Marshall talking to Nico Siegel, the trumpet player with Chicago-based Kids These Days. The members of the eight-piece band are ages 17 to 21, but they already have a mature sound, incorporating jazz, songwriting, and hip-hop. They play Belshare on the Battery Park stage on Saturday at 6 p.m. Tracks on this podcast include My Days and Summer Scent.
My days may not seem so long, oh Lord, how they all drag on. The love and light all seems to drift away. My night drags on through the day, my dream's always in the wrong way, and I'm always gone before I'm there.
How did the band get together? Are you all in high school together?
Well, some of us were in high school together. Me, Liam, Victor, and Macy all went to Whitney Young together. And Rajiv and Lane went to Lane Tech together. But it was mostly at this music school called Merritt School of Music, where a bunch of us met. But at Liam's basement is really where things started clicking. We just started jamming and bringing in a lot of different influences. Greg is like a gospel drummer, and you know, Liam and Lane have listened to blues and forever, and I come from a Latin and hip-hop and jazz background, and so we all kind of just came together jamming. And then I've known Vic since we were really young, so when we were looking for a rapper, we actually heard a couple other rappers before Vic, but then I was just like, I got our guy, you know?
So when Vic came into the group, is that when it sort of really began to take form and not be so much of just a jam session, but more of a band?
Actually, it's funny you say that, because when I think about it now, it would seem like that would be kind of what would happen, but it's not really what happened. We were still kind of just jamming, and Vic was just like spitting verses. I mean, I think of like a lot of hip-hop artists, a lot of rappers like horns, you know, because I'm a trumpet player, but I also come from a hip-hop background, so I relate a lot of things together, and they all come from the same place anyway, so I like to think of Vic as a horn, and the way he phrases his words is like the way I phrase notes. And when he came in, he was really, I mean, doing a lot of freestyling, which obviously is the easiest connection to jazz music improvisation, but also spitting a lot of verses that he had written for his own, like, solo projects. And his style kind of just worked with, like, what we were doing. You know, he's, like, real musical, and everything we were trying to do is real musical. So when he came in, we were still just jamming. I don't know when exactly it took form. I think just in general, like, we started taking it more seriously after, like, our first show.
I count my days on my back. I remember when we first met in sixth grade, when you hadn't been hurt yet. The scene was a playground winter around December. I had my mind running even when it hadn't had a first step. Before I stayed like, I ain't going your purse yet. But now I'm seeing right through it like your shirt's wet. And that's the nature of the game. When you caught up in a fire, then it's safer.
Most of us began as jazz musicians performing live music. Macy is started on classical music, but all of us come from performing music. That's really our roots, and that's really where we pride ourselves mostly. You know, like, our live show is what we pride ourselves on the most.
I'm wondering if you all have a plan for what the next step is now that you have the EP out and you're working on the next album.
This project, Trap House Rock, is like a bunch of different tunes kind of put together. Like, we cover in a weird way. Like, it's cover songs, but they don't sound like the original songs, like, at all. They sound completely different. So it's really, like, in a hip-hop sense, sampling. Like, when Kanye West will sample a Curtis Mayfield song or Marvin Gaye or some, you know, something right, like that. It's kind of like that. We put a bunch of them together. Like, we have for example, If You Want Me to Stay by Sly and the Family Stone. We're doing that one. We do I'll Stay by Parliament and mixing it with Smoking on Hay by Crucial Conflict, which is like this West Side of Chicago hip hop group that they're not doing that much anymore, but they had like that one really big hit. Anyways, those are just examples. So we're really, really excited about Trap House Rock because it's going to kind of show people where we all come from and who our influences are.
Do you feel like there are certain Chicago influences or sounds that you really try to incorporate in your music?
Chicago has influenced each and every one of us, and it is in our music everywhere. It is in our personalities everywhere. Especially for me, it has shaped who I am. From the music that you can see every day in Chicago to the festivals to, I mean, just the skyline to everything. I mean, Chicago is like everything. I mean, all of us, I think it's kind of like a weird thing. Everybody from Chicago likes to talk about how much they're from Chicago all the time. So all of us are really proud to be from Chicago and talk about it a lot. And I know that it influences all of us a whole lot. I know it influences who we listen to and stuff, too, because we love listening to Common and Kanye and a bunch of the Chicago musicians and stuff, a bunch of the Chicago jazz scene. I go see a lot of jazz music, and so does Rajiv and a bunch of the other cats in the band. But definitely Chicago influences us in everything we do.
I've been killing it since last year. Took off running, I swear it's been a fast year. Sunshine, some fine lady sitting by the lake. A hotter summer scent smells great.
That summer scent is calling me. It drags me out my front door.